This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. In the midst of the pandemic and surging COVID-19 numbers, U.S. President Donald Trump is working to repair any damage done to his working relationship with Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S.'s top infectious disease doctor. This comes after the president's trade advisor wrote an opinion article on Fauci for the newspaper USA Today Wednesday. Peter Navarro said he found Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on. President Trump stated Wednesday he has a good relationship with the doctor, adding as he left an event in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta, "We're all on the same team, and we want to get rid of this mess that China sent us." The president also tried to distance himself from Navarro's op-ed, saying his advisor made a statement that represented himself, and he shouldn't be doing that. The Australian government has announced a $1.4 billion package to counter the nation's rising unemployment rate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying Thursday $1 billion will go toward a current wage subsidy program that will pay half of all wages for apprentices employed by small businesses. The remaining $400 million will fund new courses for thousands of future workers setting out post-pandemic. The financial aid package is being introduced as Australia's official unemployment rate rose to 7.4%, or nearly 1 million people, the highest rate in 22 years. Australia has nearly 11,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 infections. Meanwhile, Tokyo Governor Yuriko Koike said Thursday the city has recorded more than 280 new COVID-19 cases in a 24-hour period. That's the biggest one-day number for the Japanese capital. This is VOA News. As the U.S. nears 3.5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases Thursday, more states and local jurisdictions are mandating face coverings. The governor of the southern state of Alabama, Kay Ivey, ordered all residents to begin wearing masks effective Thursday. The western state of Montana's governor has also imposed mandatory mask wearing at all indoor public settings in certain counties. However, a handful of U.S. state leaders have refused mandatory face coverings, such as the state of Oklahoma's governor, Kevin Stitt, who announced Wednesday he tested positive for the virus. Another governor who has declined to issue a statewide order requiring masks is Ron DeSantis of the southern state of Florida. Florida has surpassed 300,000 confirmed cases, and the number of new infections has reached a crisis point as hospitals are near or at full capacity. A lack of medical staff and equipment is forcing some South African hospitals to turn away hundreds of people infected with the coronavirus. Dr. Tobisa Fodo said her intensive care unit at a hospital in Port Elizabeth has been able to accept only a quarter of the people seeking treatment. Scores of people are dying in South Africa without getting medical treatment. South Africa has confirmed more than 300,000 coronavirus cases and more than 4,400 deaths. Flights have resumed in Peru after operations were restricted for 4 months to slow the spread of the coronavirus. However, some passengers at Jorge Chavez Airport in Lima were disappointed that social distancing was not enforced. Transport operations resumed on the Amazon River Wednesday. The government also restarted bus travel in all but 7 regions where coronavirus cases are still rising. The South American nation has confirmed more than 330,000 COVID-19 cases and more than 12,000 deaths. The Taliban said Thursday it has already released 845 Afghan security forces under an ongoing prisoner swap with the Kabul government. The insurgent group saying it is working to free the remaining 155 in line with the agreement with the United States. Taliban's political spokesman Suhail Shaheen shared the details with VOA. Shaheen insisting that his group was fully committed to the pact it signed with Washington to help set the stage as quickly as possible for launching peace talks with Afghan rivals and a permanent ceasefire in Afghanistan. You can read this full story on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.